I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Cataracts are very common in the older adult years, and by age 80, more than half of all Americans either have a cataract or have had cataract surgery. Dr. Caroline Rocha is here to talk about this eye condition. Dr. Rocha is an associate professor of ophthalmology, and she's an ophthalmologist specializing in cataracts, cornea, and refractive surgery at MUSC. Dr. Rocha, what exactly are cataracts and what causes this eye condition?
Basically, cataract is a cloudy of the normally clear lens of the eye. And the number one risk factor to develop cataracts is basically aging, right? So that lens that is clear becomes, it turns yellow and then brown and then it can even, you know, turn black over time.
And does this condition come on suddenly or does it take many months or several years to develop?
So cataracts are mostly age-related and they are very gradual in most patients.
And what are the typical signs or symptoms of cataracts?
So patients with cataracts present with blurry vision, halos, glare around lights, or difficulties with night driving. They may have the need for brighter light for reading and some other activities. And they may experience frequent changes in eyeglasses or contact lenses prescription.
And do people get cataracts in one eye only or typically both eyes?
Typically both eyes.
Besides age, are some people at extra risk of getting cataracts?
Yes, and I'll give you a few examples. Diabetic patients, they can develop cataracts earlier. Excessive sun exposure, obesity, smoking, high blood pressure, any eye injury or trauma to the eye, prior eye surgery, patients, for example, that they have lung disease or for any other reason they take steroids by mouth, and drinking excessive amounts of alcohol. Those are all risk factors for cataracts.
And how are cataracts diagnosed?
So patients with signs and symptoms of cataracts, blurry vision, difficulties driving at night, halos and glare, they definitely need to come and see an eye doctor, right? So you're going to go through a complete eye exam. We'll check your vision, check your glasses prescription, because one of the first signs of cataracts is changes in your glasses prescription. And then you're going to have your eyes dilated, and we're going to look under a microscope that we call a slit lamp. It's a slit lamp examination. It's how we make the diagnosis of cataracts.
Dr. Rocha, once cataracts are diagnosed, what's the treatment?
Well, the treatment, it's surgery. It's a permanent surgery. It's a one-time procedure.
And once cataracts are diagnosed, is it important that surgery be done within a few months, or can the person live with cataracts for a while?
So cataract surgery is not an emergency, and it really depends on the patient's symptoms. For patients that are really having issues with daily activities, yes, we recommend surgery right away. But again, it's not an emergency.
Dr. Rocha, thanks for providing information about cataracts.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.